some objections to logic. There are a number of objections to using logic the way we just suggested in mathematics and science and all discourse and writing and thinking and hermeneutics and theology. One of them is that there are many kinds of logic, and why choose Aristotelian Western logic? And there's symbolic logic and non-symbolic logic and inductive logic and deductive logic, all kinds of logics. Why choose this rationalistic Aristotelian Western logic? Your prejudice, your bias, your cultural blinders are showing. The response is that the basic laws of logic are not arbitrary but necessary. The assumption of the question is that you're choosing one kind rather than another, and that this is an arbitrary choice. But the basic laws of logic are not arbitrary, they're absolutely necessary. They're literally undeniable. You cannot deny the law of non-contradiction without using the law of non-contradiction in your denial. Now, I want to stop here and show how we, quote, prove logic, end quote. Our proof for logic. The proof is that you cannot affirm it without affirming it, and you cannot deny it without affirming it. So whether you affirm it or deny it, you affirm it. That's the proof. Examples. I cannot speak a word in English. What's wrong with that? I cannot speak a word in English. You just did, is your response, right? What your response is saying, really, is that is a self-refuting affirmation. It refutes itself. In philosophy, we call this self-stultification. That if in the process of affirming it, you deny it, or in the process of denying it, you affirm it, it self-destructs in midair. It pulls the carpet out from under itself. It cuts its own throat. I cannot speak a word in English is wrong because I spoke a word in English. In the very process of telling you I couldn't do it, I did it. So I destroyed. I don't exist is another one. I'd have to exist in order to say I don't exist. So it's self-refuting. Now that same kind of logic applies to the law of non-contradiction. Let's suppose I say the law of non-contradiction. Then you have to ask, what about it? What about this whole statement? Suppose the law of non-contradiction does not apply to this statement. Then L could mean non-L. So it could mean not logical is not true. Or it could mean non-T. It could be logic is not true. In other words, these statements don't have to remain consistent because the law of non-contradiction doesn't hold. Well, now, if that were so, then the statement itself wouldn't make any sense. Because once the terms of the statement are not subject to the law of non-contradiction, they can mean something else than they mean. Take the statement, God exists. And say the law of non-contradiction doesn't apply. Then exists could mean not exist. Because the law of non-contradiction says you can't both exist and not exist at the same time. If the law of non-contradiction isn't true, you could exist and not exist at the same time in the same sense. Then God exists could mean God does not exist. And that statement, God exists, could mean exactly the opposite. Or take any other ethical statement like, love is the greatest good. If that statement, love is the greatest good, is not subject to the law of non-contradiction, then love can mean not loving is the greatest good. So the absurdities that result from denying the law of non-contradiction, including the self-referential, or that is self-defeating absurdity, is great. Let's take one more example. Let's take Van Til. Example, logic does not apply to reality. Logic does not apply to ultimate reality. It doesn't matter whether you put a little U there, ultimate reality or just reality. There is some logic, a reality to which logic does not apply. Now, what's wrong with that statement? Logic does not apply to ultimate reality, which in his system equals God. What's wrong with the statement? That logic does not apply to ultimate reality. That's right. It's a logical statement about ultimate reality. Let's take logic here to mean the law of non-contradiction. The law of non-contradiction does not apply to ultimate reality. The problem with that is a non-contradictory statement. If you went to Van Til, you said, is this statement contradictory? Logic does not apply. No, I don't make contradictory statements. I'm making meaningful statements. I'm making true statements. That's a true statement for Van Til. It's true, it's consistent, it's non-contradictory. So he's got a non-contradictory statement saying that non-contradiction doesn't apply to ultimate reality. He's got to use the law of non-contradiction in the very process of saying it doesn't apply to ultimate reality. While he's denying it of ultimate reality, he is affirming it of ultimate reality. Or another way to put it, instead of picking on Van Til, let's pick on the New Age people. Logic does not apply to the, and you can fill in whatever you want here, to the Tao, to the Force, to the power, to Brahman, it doesn't matter, you know, et cetera, whichever your religious background is. Logic does not apply to the Tao. Well, that statement, logic does not apply to the Tao, is a logical statement about the Tao. The ultimate reduction, if it's not a logical statement about the Tao, is either it's totally meaningless statement about the Tao, it's a contradictory, totally meaningless statement, and neither reality nor anything I say, including whatever a Buddhist writes, is totally meaningless or is not making any truth claim at all. In fact, when Alan Watts, who is probably one of the most popular New Age writers before New Age was even a popular term among evangelicals, an Episcopal minister who became enthralled with Eastern thought and has kind of amalgamated Eastern and Western thought. When Alan Watts was pressed about his books, in which he says this very same thing, that ultimate reality is not subject to logic and to truth claims, when he was pressed, saying, well then, why do you write books? It's a good question. Because the assumption usually behind writing a book or giving a speech is, I have some meaningful truth to convey to you, and I'd like to share it with you, and you get it, and you study it over, and you see whether it's true or not. That's the assumption behind a rational discourse and communication. So it's a very basic question to ask a pantheist, a New Ager, why he writes books. Alan Watts' response was, he really only has two basic responses to get out of. One is that he's writing books to communicate truth, non-contradictory truth, which we can understand, but if he said that, he'd have to give up his view, because his view is that there are no non-contradictory truths about ultimate reality that we can understand. His other response would have to be something like this, and here's what he said. I write books because that's my thing. That's my thing. Birds fly and authors write books. But you see, that won't fly. That won't fly. Why? Because that boils down to either I am making no truth claims in my book whatsoever, or I am making truth claims in my book. If I am making truth claims in my book, then he's right back to self-defeating statement, because he says you can't make truth claims about reality, ultimate reality anyway. If he says I am making no truth claims in my book at all, then why read it? Why write it? Even if he writes it, anyone who reads it, especially if he pays money for it, is really dumb. Because the presupposition is there'll be something worthwhile here. There'll be some truth or some aspect of truth that you can get to. But if you knew up front, if the author put on the first page of the book, I have discovered no truth, reality, or good in whatsoever, and nothing in this book will convey any truth, any reality, or any good whatsoever, and I'm making no claim for it, who would read past that page? The point is that logic either applies to reality or it doesn't. If it applies to reality, they're self-defeating. If it doesn't, they're not making any coherent, consistent, meaningful statement whatsoever. So don't let people give you paranoia by saying, well, it's Aristotelian, Western, rationalistic logic. Logic is logic, and the laws of logic are undeniable. All systems of logic are based on the basic laws of logic. Aristotle did not invent logic. He only helped discover it. And we have a whole appendix on Aristotle, Appendix 1 in the back. We'll not look at the present time, but just let me point out that Aristotle did not create logic. He was simply the first brilliant Western mind to record his orderly thoughts about logic. There may have been people who thought the same ones before Aristotle, and they weren't recorded and preserved. But to our knowledge, Aristotle is the first great systematic logical thinker who saw these laws, who wrote them down and put them in the book, and we still have copies of the books to this day. I would go so far as to say this, that Aristotle was probably the greatest mind that ever lived, the greatest finite mind on the face of the earth. He was a pagan. Certainly was the greatest systematic mind from the ancient world. And I don't know anybody in the modern world or the medieval world that was greater than Aristotle. There were some great systematic minds. When you think that Aristotle was the first person to do this, I mean, you and I can read this and say, oh, that's wonderful, but there are hundreds of people before. But when he was just, there he is with his mind, and there's reality surrounding him, and Aristotle puts this all together and writes books that are still valid to this day. His basic books on logic and refutation and logical thinking are still valid to this day, and the basic principles of them are used in this course and in every course of logic that's taught anywhere. And he's been dead now for 2,300 years. It's a brilliant, brilliant mind. Most of what we're doing today, I can't think of hardly anyone alive who will have any more than a footnote.